Good morning, wonderful people. Great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 18th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. This is our AM edition. This is our good morning edition coming to you this very day from the capital city of the Czech Republic. We are in Prague, with the time now at approximately a minute and a half past 8 a.m. in the morning, a minute and a half past 7 a.m. in Biafra land, and also the same time in London. We welcome you regardless of where you are upon the surface of this earth by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Now it is the turn of those of you on the western fringes of the world, in Canada, in the USA, in Mexico, in Brazil, in Venezuela, those of you in Peru, all across that stretch of the world. Now you are experiencing your early evening, your midnight, or your early morning. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. We shall continue to do so every blessed day without fail, because it has been mandated by Chukwu Abiama and no other that we must preach this very gospel. That is what we are doing without fear before our enemies. Therefore, as you listen to us, you must also invite other people to do the same. You will ask them, please, to go to www.radiobiafra.co. Radio Biafra is on satellite. If you have MyTV Strong, if you have not made satellite available to your family back in Biafra land, you must do so now, because the killing is about to start. The Hausa Fulani, Boko Haram youths, those of them who have been hungering and thirsting for your blood for a very long time, they are about to commence action once again, even more dreaded than Boko Haram itself. You are about to be killed once again, and they will kill you. Therefore, all your people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, you must ask them to return home. Please ask anybody around you to listen to Radio Biafra. It is your duty, it is your responsibility to ensure that this message keeps spreading every blessed day, without fail, without fear, without hesitation, without retreating, and without surrendering. We are consistent. The editorial board of Radio Biafra is consistent. We diligently serve our country. We do not shake. We do not fail. We are there all the time doing what is right before God and before man. That is why what we are doing will succeed. People will come and go. Some, the fair weather ones, they will come at the slightest hint of difficulty, they will run away. But we are here to the end. We are going to get Biafra. And as long as Chukwu Abiama is our God, which he will be forever, as long as we continue all we are doing in diligence, in truthfulness, and in honesty, there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why, regardless of where you are, you must offer praise to Chukwu Abiama, the Lord of hosts, because only him will accept very graciously all the honor, the praise, and the glory we offer every blessed morning and every evening. Despite our shortcomings, despite our limitations, he is ever present, making sure that the affairs of his own children, the indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world, is being piloted in truth and honesty. That is why we ask you all the time to remember that we are incorruptible, to remember that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, to remember that it is your duty to support this very effort, to remember that it belongs to you, to understand that Radio Biafra is the only publicly owned and publicly funded accountable broadcaster anywhere from sub-Saharan Africa. Our work is relentless. We continue to march forward. We do not intend to run away from this confrontation that is to come. Only you can help us to be able to meet our enemies head on. Only you can help us meet the challenges. We are here in Prague. We came in yesterday. We had a very interesting and lively broadcast yesterday. Our transmission was spot on. Our people came with their questions as usual. It was dealt with. And I can report this very morning that everybody that attended yesterday is very enthusiastic and have pledged to work for the restoration of their country with every shred of strength they have within them. That is what they intend to do. That is what they promised. Because immediately after the broadcast, we continued the debate. We continued the discussion until later. And they have pledged completely and totally to go out today on the streets, of the Czech Republic to go and announce the good news that Biafra is coming and also to evangelize to our people. Therefore, wherever you are, you must continue to do some evangelism yourself as well. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I will welcome you wherever you are. I will also ask you to ask those around you to please go to Satellite Radio Biafra is on Dasat. Radio Biafra is on My TV Strong. Radio Biafra is on every free-to-air decoder. All you need to do is to scan and you will see Radio Biafra. You will be able to set it as well on your system so that anytime we come on 7 a.m. in the morning, 7 p.m. in the evening, you will be able to tune into us. We are here to serve you. We are here to preach the truth. We are here to do the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. And we are also here to ensure that this Biafra we are going into, this Biafra we are building, this Biafra that we are seeking to restore is done so in truth and honesty. We must not forget where we come from. We do not come from the Czech Republic. We do not come from any part of Europe. Neither are we Americans. We are Biafran people from that corner of the earth, that very blessed land, that sceptred land, that very place that Chukwu Abiama himself will come to anytime he comes down to this very earth. That place is called Biafra. It is our duty, our responsibility to ensure that we protect it, not just for our children, but for the generations to come. We know we are not noted for thinking years ahead. We are not noted for planning ahead. Even now, as our enemies are planning to do us harm, as the young men of Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, those leeches, those bloodsuckers, they are now about to suck your blood for real once again. This will be about, I think, about the sixth time that they're going to kill you. If you remain in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, they will kill you. If your people are not yet receiving Radio Biafra, wherever they are, if they are in Sabongeri in Kano or Sabongeri in Maiduguri, please, please, please inform them. Let them go and make sure that they get a satellite receiver. They should go and get My TV Strong or contact the office. That way, life becomes a lot more easier for them because we can now tell them when to start evacuating. We can tell you when the killing have actually started because most of you will remain there and they will come and kill you. Don't expect us to come and fight for you because we have told you to return to where you come from. You must return to your land, the land that Chukwu Abiama gave your ancestors, the land now being slowly taken over by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram, the land now being taken over by jihadists. Most of us are still sleepwalking. Most of us are still very reticent. A lot of us are very docile. Most of us are very lazy. Some of us are needlessly argumentative. Most of us, quite frankly, are very daft and stupid. That is why things are continuing to happen to us. Our leaders, so-called leaders, those of them enjoying at the table of the crumbling zoo, they will not talk about you. Only Radio Biafra will protect your interest. Only collectively the indigenous people of Biafra will be able to come forward and put ideas on the table, put ways on the table through which you will be emancipated, through which your extrication from the abominable contraption called the Zoological Republic of the Zoo of Nigeria, in fact, will be made complete. Therefore, you must join the family where you are. We are in over 88 countries and counting. We are formidable by virtue of our presence. Perhaps sometimes not by virtue of our commitment to this very cause, but at least people are coming out and they are participating. Please seek out the nearest family meeting where you are and go and join them. This is Radio Biafra once again, and I must welcome you wherever you're joining us from. If this is your first time, please tell those around you. Radio Biafra, if you do not already know, is the largest broadcaster indigenous to the people of Biafra, and by that very virtue, even indigenous to any other group of people coming out of Sub-Saharan Africa. We are here to disseminate, we are here to emancipate, we are here to dissipate every energy that we can muster in order to ensure that we are set free. We are here to do the will of the Most High God. We are here to ensure that His own children are set free from the captivity and bondage of colonization, which we were unceremoniously dragged into by no other than that very man, Frederick Lugard from Britain, the man that came and destroyed the handiwork of God. That is why he is an agent of Satan. We welcome you. Because we are in the Czech Republic, the number with which you can get hold of us this morning is +420 770 602527. I repeat, +420 770 602 527. We are in Prague in the Czech Republic. Anything you need to know about this very whirlwind tour of the whole world, so to speak, you must please try and contact us. We are looking to defend our land. We have never planned in advance before. That was why we lost between 67 and 70. There was no advance planning. We fought a defensive war without sufficient weapons. We should not allow the same thing to happen to us again. Because once they start killing us in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, Britain will go to the EU. They will go to the United Nations. They will also enforce that same air, land and sea blockade that Islam may overrun us. That is their plan, if you do not know. That is the plan of those in Britain. They want to hand you over lock, stock and barrel to Islam. Islam is coming to kill you. They have started killing you already. They have asked you to leave their land. The youths of Hausa Fulani have said it, that you must leave their land. Because of that, you must prepare. Because what is to come, you would not have imagined in your lifetime. Now is the time for us to prepare. Those of them you are looking at to prepare for your safety, they cannot do it. They lack the moral authority. They lack the moral imperative to stand up and speak up for you, because they have been compromised. They cannot do anything for you. That is something you must bear in mind. It is therefore up to you. It is therefore up to us as a family worldwide. It is up to the indigenous people of Biafra to ensure that they come together to defend their land. If you do not do it, no other person will. Anybody that you're thinking of, who you think might be able to come to your rescue, they have already been compromised. They have been bribed already. They have been bought over by the enemy. They lack the moral authority to open their mouths to speak. The same way that the leaders from the so-called South-South or Nigeria are speaking, they cannot speak up for you because you are down and out. They have been compromised. Everything we have said on Radio Biafra has come to pass. What is happening now, even with the youth asking everybody to leave, we have discussed, we have disseminated, we have informed you about here on Radio Biafra, the only platform that speaks the truth, because the whole world is listening. If you go to Abuja now, there, everybody is glued to Radio Biafra. Radio Biafra is now the favorite channel of every Hausa Fulani governor, the favorite channel of every Hausa Fulani policymaker, the favorite channel of every Hausa Fulani influential person. We call them leeches, that they are bloodsuckers. Now it is getting to them. Now they understand it. Those of you that doubt our potency, those of you that doubt what we can achieve, accomplish with this very platform, it is now beginning to happen. It is unraveling. They listen to Radio Biafra. They're not happy about it. They want to leave because of what we say about them and good riddance we say to them. We do not want them to become a part of us. They were never a part of us and can never be a part of us. They are not chosen by Chukwu Abiama. We are the ones who are the children of the Most High God. And to this Chukwu Abiama, whom we praise forever, will every glory and honor belong to. It is not our fault. Somebody had to be. The same way when it comes to a family, somebody had to be the firstborn. That is the way it is. And we are here to maintain. We are here to keep. We are here to perpetuate this very lineage that is as old as humanity itself. We would not allow this light of existence to be extinguished in our generation. We can't allow it to happen. It is our responsibility and our duty to make things to happen. Don't allow the spirit of Aaron, the spirit of Thomas, and the spirit of Jude to go inside you. As our brother once said, don't allow any of these spirits, and I will include the spirit of Yoruba and the spirit of Hausa Fulani as well, to go inside you. Ensure that you become less skeptical. Try to trust yourself before you trust other people. We know that most of you were fathered by Hausa Fulani men. You cannot begin to appreciate nor comprehend the magnitude of this very problem that is confronting us. You cannot begin to fathom the scale of iniquity that is about to befall us. Therefore, we are asking you, wherever you are, to go down on your knees and to pray, to ask Chukwu Abiama to give you the grace and the presence of mind to be able to discern, to be able to understand, to be able to appreciate what is planned for you. They are planning your extermination as a people. They are planning to Islamize you. They will kill you. Mothers, children will be raped. Your women will be forcibly converted and married off to them if you decide to do nothing. And when it happens, we shall tell you, we told you so. What is happening right now, this very day, was predicted many, many years ago. We keep lamenting upon it time after time after time after time. If I am not doing it, Uchemefo is doing it. If Uchemefo is not doing it, Barrister Mamesu is doing it. We have been lamenting. We have been telling you. We have been warning you. Most of you have not taken heed to this very precaution. Now it is happening. They have asked you to leave. You went there, you built your houses before they took it from you. They demolished it. Now they're asking you to leave. Has Britain said anything? No. How about the USA? Obama, in fact, not the USA, as a people. Then says no. They will not protect you. They are part of the conspiracy of extermination. They want you killed off. The same way they planned to kill off the entire Jews around the world, the children of Israel. They did not succeed. The same way, out of spite, they decided not to name Africa Ethiopia, which is the proper name. The same way that they made sure that Ethiopia suffered from hunger and from famine. The same thing they are bringing to you, to attempt once again another extermination. If we allow them to succeed, our race will be wiped away from the face of the earth. Those of you living abroad, your children will come from there. When you die, you'll be buried there, and in your next life, you can no longer be a Biafran. You will not be a Biafran. In other words, you have done a disservice to humanity. You have done a disservice to your people. That is why you must rise up this morning. That is why you must rise up this afternoon, this evening, depending on where you are in the world, to do what is right, to support this very effort, to go and join your nearest family, that you may be able to save yourself and generations to come. It is your duty. It has fallen upon this generation to try and save our country. It has fallen upon us to save our nation. It has fallen upon us to save our name, our heritage, our language, our customs, our traditions, our value system. And it is a responsibility we cannot run away from. Most of you may run away. Most of you who are not very strong may come today and disappear tomorrow. But we are ever constant like the Northern Star. We do not disappoint. We do not let people down. We said that you will let us down, and it is happening right now. Because most of you, most of the countries are not contributing. People come and say, oh, we are asking people to give us money. Ask every country in the world, how many of them have contributed one dime for the past 3 months? It is very, very painful and shameful that people cannot live up to the obligation. With the exception of the USA, with the exception of the United Kingdom, with the exception of Germany and Sweden and one or two other countries, every other people have not contributed not one single dime to the running of this movement worldwide for over 3 months. Where do they expect us to get the funding to run this thing from? We are not talking about weapons. We want our people to understand. We want them to know that the so-called Igbo people, they do not contribute to something unless it's buying and selling. They don't, because they do not value or appreciate the magnitude of what we are doing. Somebody rang yesterday and was saying we would have come to Switzerland airport, come to Geneva airport and take the megaphone and start announcing, oh, we are here. Can everybody who wants to discuss the purchase of arms, please come out? How daft and stupid can some people be? It has happened now. Go and ask the countries, go and ask your national coordinators. I am giving the head of the Directorate of State to Chenna Siebu up until tomorrow evening to sort this whole thing out, or else every coordinating unit in the world will be dissolved and we go back to zones. Most national coordinators are not performing. They are not performing at all. We cannot run this. We have soldiers to feed on the ground. We have men we sent home working for us. We have things to do. We have arms to buy. We need to send our elders to very many places to go and do vital diplomatic work for us. Are they going to work there or take to that very place? The money isn't there. We are telling the world this morning, the money is in there. All of you talking about account, account, account. Where is? Go, before you talk about accounts from your country, go and ask your national coordinator, are you actually contributing or not? Because nothing is coming in. There is nothing happening. The amount of money being contributed by these five countries that are a bit regular is not enough for us to run Radio Biafra, talk less about our worldwide operations. Impossible to do so. Impossible to do so. If not for the contributions that some people make privately, we could not be able to afford to buy the flight ticket to go to all these places that we're going to. We can't afford to do it. We just can't afford to do it. This is so that you understand. We said we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Hausa people are panicking, Fulanis are panicking. Bet you that it is your responsibility to ensure that we run this very project to its rightful conclusion. You are the ones letting us down. When next somebody comes and says, promise me you will not let us down, the reply you will get from me, you will not like it because you've done nothing. You people are the ones now letting us down. A lot of you are letting me down. A lot of the coordinators are letting me down. That is not what I expected. We cannot function. Right now, there is a project event that we need to run. We can't announce on air. We are hoping that even with the monthly contribution, we can run it. We cannot run that right now as we speak. How are we going to get our country? Are we going to keep begging you? I am praying very seriously. I want Chukwu Abiama to give me the light to say that we can go and do anything possible to raise money. They won't bother you anymore. We'll go ahead and do it. After all, when we started Radio Biafra, we called meeting after meeting after meeting. None of you responded until a very handful of people said, let's go with it. Look at where we are today. Maybe some of you are not actually cut out to help restore your country after all. I am very, very disappointed. My disappointment is profound. Some of you thinking, some of you poverty-stricken people in the UK that belong to Richard Sokrocha APC. Some of you in Bile Human Rights Initiative looking for money. I want you to know that there is no money within Radio Biafra. Go and ask the national coordinators, are you people contributing? The answer is no. But to tell you how resilient we are, we continue. Because we vowed, we swore, we prayed to Chukwu Abiama, we asked for his mercy to say that we will not let our people down. Our people are the ones letting us down. Very, very shameful, I must say. But this is Radio Biafra, we have no secrets. Everything is out in the open. Because that way our enemies will know we are coming. Despite the fact we don't have any money, despite the fact that we have nothing within us, we are still coming. There is nothing we want to do which we have not done before now. As always, Chukwu Abiama will raise the few Biafrans, those that he ordained that they should be born, that his country may be restored. They will come forward as usual to help us complete our task. But the behavior, conduct, and performance of most national coordinators leaves a lot to be desired. We may have to go back to the zones once again because they are not performing. There are some key countries that are not doing anything at all that I'm beginning to wonder. Not that the people are not willing, is because the national coordinators in those countries are not doing what they are supposed to do. We are now telling you so you know that there isn't any money to complete something that we needed to do. Our fathers will need to travel out. The Elders Advisory Council, we wanted to send them to one or two countries. We cannot afford to buy their ticket right now for them to leave Biafra land to go and do the work we asked them to do, that they have accepted they're going to do. Why? Because there is no funding. None whatsoever. Is this how we are? I don't know these people. It's a shame. Very big shame. But we continue because we are relentless. Go and ask your national coordinator. People say they contribute. Go and ask your national coordinators what is happening to the contributions you're making, because we are not receiving them. We are not getting them. Tomorrow evening, 5 p.m., I go on air tomorrow. I'll announce the names of the coordinators. All of them live on air. So they will understand that we are not joking here. That we're very, very serious. Some of them, the what they are supposed to be contributing, they contribute half and run away. And say they're fighting for Biafra. With one stupid, hopeless excuse or the other. That is why people are poor, scattered all over the world. You people don't have the resilience. You don't have the mental toughness to ride through any storm. As my brother said, the spirit of Aaron. Impatience to ride through any storm. At the slightest hint of trouble, you abandon everything and run. Yet you have the temerity to come on air and ask me if I will let you down. And I told you, you will let me down. And most of the countries are doing so now. Those coordinators, they are weak. Those coordinators are tired. And they will need to be replaced. All of them need to be replaced. This rubbish cannot continue. This is Radio Biafra. We continue this very morning to bring you our news headlines and accompanying the summary. Things are happening all over the place. things are happening, and we must go on to bring you this very news regardless of where you are. Our lines will open very, very shortly, and when it does open, the number to call will remain +420 770 602 527. I repeat, +420 770 602 527. Very, very important that we understand where we are going and that we do what is right before God and before man. We proceed to bring you these, our headlines and accompanying the summary. Jonathan is being warned not to run for the presidency, or at least declare his intentions now. I told you on Radio Biafra, most of you that listen, that anything we tell you on Radio Biafra comes true. That Jonathan cannot possibly run. If he runs, they will assassinate him. He knows that very well. Now the PDP governors are weighing in and telling him, do not declare. If you declare, there will be chaos, because Hausa Fulani people are prepared to go and take back the throne that the British gave to them. David Cameron, they have it. Since the Hausa youth said, this is exactly what the Nazi youth said to the Jews in Europe. Go back to where you come from. They have said it to us. Have you heard Britain say anything? Have you heard Obama say anything? Do you know how inflammatory that is to come out in the presence of the Emir of Kano, the fourth most powerful person in the zoo, to declare that all Southerners should go? Britain is not saying you're a dead man walking. What can you do? They kill you off and your people will bury you and cry for 2-3 days. And that's it. And like Abiola, maybe after 99 years, they'll say it is now your turn to rule again. And they find somebody that can give it to. It's over. It is over for Jonathan. We warned him. Sack Stella Odua and you're on your own. This is what has happened. There is no more defense from anywhere. They will overrun you if you don't know. Declare and they kill natural resource. All that madness that goes on in men because of crude oil, it will come to an end when crude oil finishes. I want it to finish tomorrow morning so that people can actually come to their rightful senses. Not the nonsense happening. The Southeast delegation led by Ohanaeze, led by the murderer, only in Ohanaeze's lifetime will you allow somebody that killed you to lead you to the confab. And you have him saying, I'm a proud Igbo, I'm proud to be Igbo. I'm a proud Igbo man. Ndiara. Ikemwachukwu is leading you to the confab. Ikemwachukwu killed you at Asaba. Ikemwachukwu was a saboteur. Murdered and killed your women and children. And you'll be a talking rubbish. I'm proud of an Igbo person. But he's the one leading you to the confab. No wonder they say so-called Southeast. Men without honor. Men without honor. And there are some people in the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world with what I call the Ohanaeze tendency in them. Ohanaeze tendencies in them. They are fearful before our enemies. And we can't have that. I have no fear before anything born by a woman. No fear whatsoever. Why must you be afraid? Why must you be afraid to go out on the street to preach this very gospel? Why must you be afraid to print ordinary leaflets and distribute to people? Those of you born of Hausa Fulani men, we know you. By virtue of the impact that this gospel is having upon you, we know where you come from. That you cannot enter Biafra land. Impossible. There will be a DNA test in Biafra land. Anything fathered by Hausa Fulani cannot come in. You cannot come in. You come and take your mother and go back to where your father comes from. Go and stay there. Where we come from, when you marry a woman, the woman comes to your house. If they have married your mother and gave birth to you, your mother should go back to them and stay there. You cannot come in. You people are a curse upon our land. A curse upon our land. We can't have it. Governor Aliyu, it's insulting to describe northerners as leeches. The exact words of Radio Biafra. We tell them that they are leeches. They are blood-sucking leeches. Etu, that's who they are. They go and they suck your blood. They contribute nothing. And they take everything away. And I'm asking this Governor Aliyu, what is your contribution? What is the contribution of your state towards the gigantic monstrosity called Nigeria? What is your contribution? Governor Aliyu, what do you contribute? They will tell you, oh, solid minerals. Has anyone seen any solid mineral from the north? Have you ever seen any solid minerals from the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? Where are those solid minerals? What are the names of the companies mining them? Who sells them? To who? Where? But where I come from, that is crude oil, that is bauxite. Where I come from, that is iron ore. Where I come from, that is coal. What have you contributed apart from house flies, ijiji, and sand, which is Aja? What other contribution are you bringing? You say you're bringing cattle. Before you brought this, that sickly looking white thing called cattle, we had our own thoroughbred. Go and ask them what is a heifer, they will tell you what it looks like. It's like a heifer. Go and see it. It is so rare. That is how precious we are as a people. When you go somewhere and you bring Hausa goat, people will laugh at you. Say, make a mockery of you. Have you seen a Igbo before? Have you seen a Igbo before? Have you seen Igbo cow before? Some of you are not even lucky enough to be able to see one. Go and see it. You know who you are. Than bringing all those sickly, white-looking rubbish from the Sahel region. You supply suya. That's your contribution. You supply meat. Maybe human meat as well. Incredible. Governor Liu is insulting to describe. Of course, everybody, when I tell you they listen to Radio Biafra, you don't believe me. Some of you don't. Some of you fathered by Hausa Fulani men. Some of you idiots coming on Radio Biafra to question the relationship between Radio Biafra and Ekwenche, not knowing that Ekwenche is integral to what we are doing. Some of you that want me to respond to such rubbish, when you know fully well that Ekwenche is part of this family. Who does not know that? Who doesn't know that? When we preach, people listen. They are the leeches. Blood-sucking leeches with nothing to contribute apart from the spread of Arabic and Islam. That's all they can do to kill you. Anyway, their contribution to the zoo is depopulation. They depopulate you. That is the only thing. This is affecting them now. You don't know the meaning of media. Was that not how the Yorubas convinced you to go to their churches? You kneel before a Yoruba person to receive blessing. You kneel before your own stupidity and your own downfall. That is how stupid some of you are. You want us to be kind to you. You want me to regard you as a human being. You are a Biafran. You're kneeling in front of a Yoruba pastor. You are a fool. I cannot respect you. I can never respect, regardless of who you are, I have no regard for you. No regard whatsoever. You have no pride, no sense of honor, no sense of duty to your people and your country. Jeremiah Useni escapes assassination attempt. Yesterday was governor killed. Commissioner killed. Another commissioner somewhere, the mother kidnapped. Other commissioners taking their mothers over to the town to keep them safe. Now Jeremiah Useni, listen, our people must listen. We know we are black people from Africa. We don't sometimes reason properly like human beings should. But I'm telling the part of your brain that is still human and working, that the zoo is descending into anarchy. Somalia will be better than Nigeria. I've been saying this. People don't want to listen. Jeremiah Useni, the former Federal Capital Territory, a retired lieutenant general, is being chased by assassins. You people don't know what is happening until it's too late. Anyway, we're into buying and selling. What do we know? We continue. We read this news last night. We must keep reading it now to remind ourselves as to how daft we are. When I insult people and say they're evil and they're stupid, this is the reason why. That is the reason for that. Non-Northerners must relocate in 2 weeks. Arewa youths, are you not stupid? As an Igbo trader to be in Kano, when they burnt down your shop, you went back again. They burnt it down, you went back again. They're about to burn it down again. Very sad, isn't it? Because you are stupid. As simple as that. If you don't like it, put up a very counter argument that is valid and sound. We debate it. This is your stupidity. Has Ohanaeze responded? The answer is no. Because some of them, before you speak, you wait for a call from Usman to tell you what to say. I told you, we are the only ones that can save you. I'm telling you the truth. Only Radio Biafra, working for the indigenous people of Biafra, can save you. The rest all come and say, oh, and you wouldn't be, let them unite, and hey, we need unity. Bonkum. They go and sit down in their respective houses. What can they do? Can they sacrifice anything? Can they live their comfortable lives to go and serve their country? The answer is no. Can they come out to dedicate all they are to the liberation of their people? The answer is no. Don't deceive yourself, please. Go and do what is right. Support our effort. Join the family where you are. volunteer yourself to fight, or you volunteer to fund it. Two things you can do. No neutrality. Volunteer to fight at the war front, or you volunteer to help us buy weapons. That's all you can do. Can you see, man? What else can you do? Okay, sorry, I forgot to gossip. You can concentrate on that. That's one good thing about Igbo men. At least they're very good at something. To yap and to gossip. Like market women. We continue. PDP governors caution President Jonathan, do not declare 2015 ambition now. President Goodluck Jonathan has been advised to tarry a little before attempting to declare his second term ambition. Governors elected on the platform of the People's Democratic Party stated this at a meeting they had with the president at the presidential villa in Abuja on Monday night. Though the governors were in support of the president's bid for election, they said the nation's mood was not ripe for such a declaration. Investigations by correspondents in Abuja on Tuesday and Wednesday showed that the meeting considered the plight of the abducted Chibok schoolgirls and security challenges facing the zoo. It was learned that based on these two major issues, the governors asked the president to study the mood of the nation before considering an open declaration for re-election. Two of the governors who were at the meeting and spoke with correspondents separately said that the president was advised to either visit Chibok or, in the alternative, allow the parents of the kidnapped schoolgirls to visit him at the presidential villa. How about the parents of the girls killed at Madala bombing? How about the parents of those killed at Kanu? Sabongeri bombing two times. How about the parents of the Nyanya bombing? Oh, sorry. The parents were also killed with the children at Nyanya park bombing in Abuja. Because it concerns Hausa Fulani people. There are no children missing. But they want the parents to go to Aso Villa, Zaso Rock. I don't know what rubbish they call the place. A den of filthy men. A den of useless men. Who are retarded in their reasoning. Typical African men. Reason doesn't come to them naturally. So reason doesn't come to them naturally. Amazing. I've told him, declare and you will die. They said it is Jonathan's second term. So when Yar'Adua died and Jonathan was sworn in, what term was that one? Nobody has been able to answer that question. After Yar'Adua died and Jonathan was sworn in, what term was it? Okay, the zero term. Zero term, then first term and second term. Only in Africa. Only in Africa. African men, dear God, give them some reason. Their brains are empty. When Jonathan was sworn in after the death of Yar'Adua, what term was it? The zero term or the interregnum? Dear Lord God. No wonder black people, if you give them governance and budget, they bring it to Switzerland. You give them, they come to and buy properties abroad. They think the budget belongs to them. You were sworn in as the president of the zoo after the death of Yar'Adua. What term was it? That's the question. If you answer, then everybody will accept it. It's the zero term. People who can't reason properly. As the vice president of a country, before we were saying, oh, it is the zoo. He can do whatever. Of course, it's the zoo. That's why we allowed him before when he's running for the... Because it's the zoo, anything can happen. We want the zoo to be where it is today. Jonathan, please continue running. Because you are in the midst of very ignorant men. They are PhD holders, doctors, and scientists. I'm doctor this, I'm doctor that. With 8 PhDs. Go and ask yourself, when Jonathan was sworn in after the death of Yar'Adua, which term was he serving then? Or is it the Yar'Adua term? If it is the Yar'Adua term, then you should have allowed the Yar'Adua to complete it. You see that we went to school. Do you now see why I left University of Nigeria and Soka to come abroad to come and study? Because they don't teach you common sense and reason. The capacity to reason eludes most of us. That is why Africa is poor. Men cannot reason properly. Jonathan took over from Yar'Adua. Which term was that? What's the name of the term? The zero term. Amazing. We continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Jonathan, please don't run. If you run, they will kill you off. All that money you have in Namibia, they will take it. Simple as that. Even your wife won't have access to it and your children. So don't bother yourself. Don't run. Go and enjoy the money you have made very quietly on the side and go and rest somewhere. Enjoy your money. You stay there, you die off.
Nigeria's oil exploration drops by 12%. Oil exploration activities in the Zoo and other African countries have dropped by 12% between May and June this year. The drop, according to global oil industry analysts at Baker Hughes, reflected in the rig count during the period under review. The implications of the finding means that the continent may be producing at a faster rate than at which it makes new oil finds. It also means that its crude oil reserves could be depleted faster than other continents because of increased production and export without much investment in exploration. Oil drops. The exploration drops by 12% in the Zoo. They will keep looking for oil. That is how they survive. That is why Nigeria is a zoo full of monkeys. They cannot find any other way to survive by being dependent on a natural resource. The same way that animals in the forest will have to live on leaves, on grass, on fruits, on what nature provides, is how human beings are living, despite the fact they have over 2,000 universities producing graduates every year. They don't make anything. Everybody you graduate, having read your engineering and having studied your science, having studied technology, you come out and depend on oil's proceeds. You spend your time waiting for oil allocation, waiting for oil to be sold so that you can eat. The same thing that monkeys are doing in the forest, waiting for nature to give them fruits, to give them berries, to give them nuts, to give them leaves and grass to eat, without working for it. That is how millions upon millions of people that claim they are educated are waiting, sitting down, waiting for oil to be sold, that they may be able to eat. And don't tell me about those in buying and selling. There is something called international trade and international exchange. For you to import one second-hand DVD into the zoo, the zoo must have paid something towards it. But you can't see it, can you? There is the oil. Somebody must have worked for the money which you're using to go there and to exchange it for that foreign good. They don't need naira from you. They need something from you. That is oil. Go and study and reason properly, you will know. That everything you're importing into the zoo to make it possible has to be underwritten by oil. Indirectly. Go and check it very, very well. That's how it works. If you don't know, let me tell you. The chairman of the Northern State Governors Forum, NSGF, and governor of Niger State, the place that the arch sponsor of Boko Haram comes from, Dr. Bangida Aliyu, has described as insulting and sad insinuations by certain members of the National Conference that the North were lecherous. In a statement signed by Aliyu's chief press secretary, Mr. Israel Ebije, the governor said he was saddened that some members of the National Conference described the North as leeches while debating the issue of resource control. Aliyu spoke on Tuesday night while breaking his fast with a group advocating religious harmony, led by Solomon Dalung in his residence in Mina, saying no section of the country could be separated from one another as they were all interdependent. No, we can separate you from us, Mr. Aliyu. Your brothers are in Niger Republic. They are Hausa Fulani. They carry Nama with them. They speak Hausa language. They dress like you. That's where Abacha comes from Niger. So you have a lot more in common with them. My dear Aliyu, if you go up north in Chad, your people are there. Hausa Fulani. They are all over the place, all over the Sahel region of West Africa. Go and join them. The reason why you want to join me is because of oil. Nothing more, nothing less, because you are lazy. You want oil. That is all your money. And we are obliging you. Of course, you're leeches. Very, very lazy people. What have you done before? What do you contribute to the zoo? Nothing. We must say it here because it's the truth. Jeremiah Useni, the former minister of the Federal Capital Territory, on Wednesday escaped an attempt on his life when some unknown gunmen attacked his Langtang home in Langtang North Local Government area of Plateau State. It was gathered that no fewer than 48 bullet holes were inflicted on the walls of the house as the gunmen tried to gain entrance into the house. Fortunately, Useni, who is a delegate at the National Conference, was not at home at the time of the attack. These are the men that caused the problem. They are the ones at the confab. Lawlessness is coming. Decay is coming. Things are going to happen that will make people shudder. It will make you wonder what type of country is the zoo. Just keep, fold your hands and close your eyes like the ostrich. Bury it inside the sand and think that nothing. It will happen before you. I will play this clip for you and say,
I told you so.
Jeremiah Useni. These are the people selling land in Abuja, eating money. The same people being asked to tackle the problem of corruption and insecurity and the graft in the country. Typical. Like appointing a Hausa Fulani person, the chairman of the EFCC, when Hausa people are responsible for looting the treasury dry. All of them, they're rogues. But you make them EFCC chairman, a Hausa person. Only in the zoo. Only in the zoo. I wish they caught him, Jeremiah Useni. Mad people. These are the vagabonds eating your money with chateaus and castles all over Europe. Typical black African monkeys. You take the money belonging to the people and you come to Europe to invest it in other countries. That is what they want to learn from Ohanaeze, to go and steal from the people. But they will not succeed. Non-Northerners must relocate in 2 weeks. I'll keep reading this news. A group of northern youths under Arewa Youth Development Foundation on Tuesday called on southerners in the north to relocate to their respective states to make room for northerners who will be returning home. This ultimatum was contained in a statement read and jointly signed by the group's national president, Mr. Liu Osman, and his secretary, Comrade Alfred Solomon, during a visit by the group to the Emir of Kano, Alhaji Muhammad Sanusi II, in his palace. The group alleged that for the past 4 years, a policy of direct subjugation of the North and its people had been pursued by the federal government and its agencies in collaboration with various governments in the South. Who are the governments in the South that these Hausa Fulani people are talking about? You gave us Richard Sokoroacha as one of the advance guards of Boko Haram that converted Imo State into an emirate. Who else is there? Is it the Lagos State governor? He is a Muslim. Is it Bola Tinubu before him? A Muslim. Who else is there working against the interests of the North? Nobody. Because you are Lord and Master of all you survey. Because the British handed you over. Or handed Nigeria over to you. They gave you everything you wanted. Because the British thought in their British way that you are more stupid than everybody else. They can control you more. You know that's what the British do. They go somewhere, they seek out the most idiotic and hand over power to them so they can control the person. So once in a while, they invite you to drink tea with Queen Elizabeth and you're doing, hey, yes, I'm now drinking tea with the Queen of England. Whereas you are celebrating your monumental ignorance and hopelessness. Black people, I wonder. Black, I wonder. I wonder. I wonder. That is the news this very morning and accompanying the summary. Our lines are open. Our Skype line is open. So also is our telephone line, and the number to call once again remains +420 770 602 527. I repeat, +420 770 602 527. Let's go to the line. The first caller for the day, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are.
Yeah, director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Director, good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for your touring for all over the world. My first of all, my name is Chukwubike Nwafo from Nenwe in Enugu Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the PRO of Roma here.
Thank you.
I work with Anthony Mokwenyere and IK, being secretary here. So I want to...
Do you know I'll be in Rome tomorrow? Do you know I'll be in Rome tomorrow? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, I know. That's why I want to announce about your coming, to us, because since this week, we are working every day by day, you know? Maybe as I'm talking to you now, after some time, maybe before half day, I will leave my home to the Roma city where we sit together. You know, we are not at rest. We are moving. We are working. But I want to tell you that we are not formidable. You know, Roma is not formidable also. But when you come, you talk to us. When you come, you talk to us. Because then... The people are not turning up.
They said they are following Benin women on the streets of Italy.
Huh?
They said that the men we have in Rome, they are busy following Bini women who are on the streets of Italy. Is that correct?
Exactly. The following woman, they have their big joint there at Castellina, drinking beer, Peroni. Once they drink Peroni or Heineken or small stout, and they eat all those meat they put in the like a bulky sphere. If you are talking to them, they told you, is that not that place? I know the place. I will come. But since we are doing the meeting, I haven't seen them. Then if I talk to some people, they will tell me that, I wanted to contest for one election in Nigeria. Okay, if you wanted to contest one election or no election, or at a Nigerian embassy, you go there and take 500 euro or whatever you want to do. Then you give us what we need. If you know that you are a really Biafra man, you give us what we need. You tell us that you are in support. You support us. And so that we can be going, we can be coming out. I'm ready. I'm leaving my work. I'm leaving everything I'm doing. I buy fuel in my car. I move everywhere. I carry my coordinator, my secretary. They are the people that are formidable for this to this movement. Every day, coordinator is not in his house. He works from morning till night. The other day, I was with him at around almost 1 o'clock in the night. The wife was calling him. He told the wife that I'm coming. My PRO is bringing me to your house. You know, before I reach my own house, it will be 2 o'clock or 1 something. I as you eat once in a day, likewise I eat once in a day. I eat once in a day because before I reach my house, I cannot eat by 1. I don't eat by 12. So far, I have eaten my breakfast in the afternoon at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock. I cannot eat again in the night. Even my girl in the house told me that, this Biafra, you cannot rest for the day. I said, no, until Biafra come, before I will rest. If Biafra does not come, I cannot rest. And I continue. But we have millions of Igbo men, Biafra. Why you want to talk? Even you told them, just the 3 weeks ago, I stopped the Enugu meeting because of Biafra. They stood up and said, Biafra. I said, if Biafra cannot go on, because the meaning of the meeting we do here in the Roma, Igbo meeting, Enugu meeting, Anambra meeting, Imo State meeting, Director, all this meeting are zero. This meeting, there is no improvement. The only improvement is so far in Enugu State meeting budget they are trying to do is to buy rice 200,000 and they go and share for motherless home. Director, is this living? Just this? Is this living? That we cannot use this money to support Biafra. If Biafra go, the motherless home, the leprosy, all those people we enjoy, we take care of them as Europeans, take care of their own mad people. There is no way you cannot see mad people. There is no way you cannot see leprosy. But if Europeans don't tell you, you think that they don't have others. They have others and they take care of them. But our own is that the money we're supposed to use to support, these people is going to matrimonial tomorrow. They are going to nightclub. They're going to buy their canvas, buy their this or that, drink beer, chop pomo. Go to head, and so on and so forth. Planning to go Padova nightclub, planning to go to whatever they call it, First Holy Communion, where they can go First Holy Communion to eat rice, and they donate $1, you know, change it 10 euro to $1, they spray it. That is all our people here in the room. They don't want to turn up and join us, let us move ahead. You know, they just leave it as what they are waiting for is Biafra have already, Biafra don't go. You see all of them, we turn up. They will come to go and eat their sufferness or whatever. I don't know. They, all of them will come. Okay, look at all of them. They are there in the Castellina where they do the shipping and the clearing. Okay, you do shipping and clearing. The zoo people have added the money. They have added, before you bought a car, you clear it with a sum of 150,000, with a sum of 250,000. But the zoo government know that You are the same Igbo man. Any who state Anambra, Imo, Abia, Ebonyi, Ijo, Ibanke, Calabar. They know that you people are the people that are doing this business. They added money on it. They add the money. The car you clear 100,000 now is 350,000 naira. That I'm telling you the truth.
I know, sir. I know.
And they do this to Soba Dibos. And Dibos, the bank, Calabar, Enugwanambara, Imo, Ebony, we still close our ear, close our mind.
Because we adapt. Because
we adapt like the animal asking you questions yesterday night. Asking you
he repented.
About governor.
He repented, yeah, because even this morning, they are going about evangelizing. He said he wanted to know more. He's now part of us. Yes, go ahead.
You know, asking you about governor, how can you ask a criminal governor who have been getting money from those outside Boko Haram to come and join you? They will join when we go. And then we will give them condition. Or they remain with outside people. But we cannot carry them. If you carry monkey, join to a Jonesy, we give you, if you carry a great talent to join to a monkey, we give you a great we give you a result of monkey, because if you join a monk, great talent with a Jonesy, somebody who smoke, you know, give you a result of monkey, you know. That, and I want to tell you that
My brother, please round up for me, please. Please round up for us. There are other people waiting, so we can go to them.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. I want to tell you that at times you said let somebody to come so that he can debate with you. Director, nobody, no governor in the Nigeria, in the zoo, have their PhD. They buy all those things, including local government chairman, including the president, he called Goodluck. All of them buy all those things. They buy the documents so that they can contest governor or contest presidency or contest local government chairman or be the senators. They buy all those documents. They go to, they buy it in anywhere. They know where they buy.
We didn't stop him. The line did. We didn't stop him. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I asked my own brother to wait. Chedozie, wait on Skype. There is somebody on the line on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Good morning, Biafra. My name is Toshiku Mwoma. I'm calling from Palma de Mallorca, Spain.
From Spain?
I am from Ineni in an ocean local government, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Good morning once again, Biafra, fellow Biafra. First of all, Biafra, director, I want to salute your courage. Especially, there was a caller last night where you are that was disturbing and asking stupid questions. Sometimes people say you talk too much. They say they're always angry when you're talking. But I want to tell you that the way you condone that speaker, many people who have been condemning how you talk, believe me, you, they cannot condone that man you condone yesterday. I thank you for the way you handled him and the way you have been handling other stupid people like that. Concerning this morning, speech and everything, and then the analysis you have made, and how you are lamenting that there is no money, and how you are lamenting that some of the coordinators are not working well. Director, I want to tell you one thing. Those coordinators you are talking about, I must tell you that they are working around the clock. But I want you to know one thing. Please, do not be dispelled by people who are not turning up. Do not be dispelled by people who are asking stupid questions. But I want you to be inspired by the few ones who are strongly behind you, the few ones who believe in what we are doing. You can drag a horse to the stream, but you cannot force him to drink water. And speaking from experience of what we are running here, the Igbo meetings we are running here, wherever Igbo people gather, for example, where we are in Palma de Mallorca, in Spain, we gather because we want our own goodness. We gather because we are fighting for the embassy to do one thing or the other for us. We gather because of one thing or the other, of our own goodness. There are many Igbo people where we are. They don't come to the meeting, the so-called Igbo meeting. Once the gatherings we are gathering is of our own good. When the good come, they come and reap and go.
We pay our monthly dues and everything. When the goods come, they come. They rip and go. And they call us stupid people. We have come to Europe to do meeting. That is always what they say. That we come to Europe to do meeting. That is, the same thing is applicable to what is happening now. Those people I know, it is what they're saying now. Have I come to Europe to do Biafra meeting? Have I come to this to do this? Have I come to this to do that? That is the same thing that we need to do. And there is one thing again that is thwarting the effort of this Biafran destiny. I have called before and told you that I'm even surprised, that I'm even ashamed of myself. Somebody like me that loves Biafra so much, I'm even ashamed of myself that I started knowing about Radio Biafra. Just a few weeks to target March, target of May. Though I have been coming across Biafra, this, Biafra, that on the Facebook, because of the Waziri Masob, I didn't give a damn until that 30th of day. I was seeing everything on the Facebook. So likewise, so many people now are picking interest. So many people now are believing. So many people now are beginning to know what is going on. Concerning the fund, there is no money. You are not hammering. Yes, there is no money. Indeed, was no go. First of all, we are starting. We have started. The amount of money being shared to some people, it might be too much. Though no amount of money is too much for somebody to get his freedom. But for some people, especially I'm speaking from the perspective where I am, where I know what is going on, spend especially is a very serious economic crisis, which many people know. And that is what the problem is. You push many people into. People here cannot even eat a square meal. People are running mad on the street. There are some people here for the past 4 years, they don't have work. Even the things have come here to wash. Even the plates, some people have come here to wash. Even the security, they cannot even lay hands on it. People are picking food from the bin. People are picking aluminium from the bin to go and sell in aluminium in the factory. People are doing it. This, my brother. And those coordinators, I'm telling you, even if you change them, you get something worse. They are walking around the clock. But the problem is, some people are getting to know Biafra newly. Let's end this thing with patience, director. There are other people that have gone far. Just like you always say, Malaysia, Senegalese. There are some that are still trailing behind. We have to be patient with those ones. They cannot run what we are doing down. It was somebody that gave me a leaflet about this Radio Biafra. Even the person that gave, because the person knows what I like. The person that gave it to me, I'm now the one, telling him about the same paper he gave me. He just gave it to me and walked away. I'm now the one now telling him, look at what you gave me. Come, let us be following this thing. So my dear director, don't be too angry with some of us that are still following behind. Look at what our brother is talking from Italy. I know how difficult it is to convince people. And the one thing again, for example, where I am now, we have Igbo meeting. And that Igbo meeting now has spread into other Anambra, Enugu, Abia, Imo, DC, that. People come on to the Igbo meeting. They go back now to pay in Anambra, they pay in Imo, they pay here, they pay there. And there are other associations. Some people are into three, four different associations. But now, what I am begging other my Igbo brothers who might be listening to me this morning, wherever you are, in Spain, in Italy, in whatever places you are, please, as an African could be, but I plead one and every one of us. We cannot condemn all those Igbo meetings we have been doing. At least it's going to help us now. It is a gathering point. It's a very big gathering point. Can we please suspend some of what we are doing now to come together to talk about Biafra? By the time Biafra comes, we can now go back to our various whatever we are doing. As we said, Africa could be a robber. We have seen that thing that is greater than ban. Now let us sell the robber. Please. Thank you, dear friends.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Well spoken. We also have a caller. I thought we had a caller on Skype. They have left. When we take your call, you stay where you are. Don't keep chopping and changing. When I pick your call on Skype, stay where you are. We will come to you. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are, please.
Another man, are you referring to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead. Can you hear me? No, I cannot hear you. Can you hear me? Chiedozem, can you hear me? No, you can't. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
My beloved director,
I can hear you. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chinedu Mbokere.
Chinedu Mbokere. Thank you
can
very
you
much.
Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear. Please proceed. Yes, loud and clear.
You know who's calling? I met you with Obinna in Düsseldorf.
In Düsseldorf, that is correct. Yes, Mbokere. I know that very name because Emeka Mbokere was my friend. He was at Methodist College Ozakwa. I was at Government College Omuahia. Yes, so I remember the name very well. Go ahead.
Yes, I was the one sitting in front of you, sir.
That is correct.
Yes, we even took pictures together, you remember, sir?
We did, my dear brother.
Yes. Thank you very much, my director. It was great meeting you. I thank Chukwu for what he's doing through you. Thank you very much. I also thank all your editorial board members, and I ask Chukwu Abema to be with all of you.
You say.
I ran into something, my beloved director, on how Okorocha is Islamizing Imo State and other parts of the East. My question is, director, is don't we think we might not be able to attack these people before we are ready? Because they might be, even might have gone further than we think.
They've not gone anywhere, my dear brother. We have one thing they don't have. That thing is that we have righteousness on our side. Anytime there is any revolution anywhere in the world, you don't look at the strength of the enemy, those of them fattening themselves on the suffering and misery of other people. You go and do what is right. If you believe that Chukwu Abiyama is with you, you will go forth and you will win. Simple as that. We don't care what they have or how many things they have around them. Isn't Jeremiah Hussein a very powerful man? The former governor the former ruler of Abuja, Federal Capital Territory. They went looking for him to kill him. People shouldn't be, I don't know why. Marie Antoinette was very, very powerful. The Queen of France, very powerful. The people still caught her and beheaded her. King Charles I of England was a very powerful man. He was caught and his head chopped off. The Romanovs in Russia, the Tsar of Russia was so strong, he was caught. He was executed. The Shah of Iran was very, very strong. He was caught. He was executed. The apartheid sponsors in South Africa, they had everybody. All the mining companies, they were so strong all over the world. Eventually, apartheid crumbled because darkness can never prevail over light. That is what people don't understand. You see, there is no way that regardless of how powerful you are, you think you are, you cannot triumph over light if you're darkness. You cannot win. Bad can never defeat good. That is a fact of life. Bad can never defeat good. Please go ahead.
That's true.
We are coming for them, and they know that very well. They should prepare now. Yes. I want them to prepare. I don't want it to be a type of battle where you take people unawares. Cowards. We don't want that. We want to fight them when they know we are coming so that the glory will be greater.
Wow. That's a very good stance from you, my director. This is good. My second question is this, director, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard they are also bribing and giving money to Igbos to become or Biafrans. That's South Southerners, so-called South Southerners to become Muslims. What is this, my director? Is it true?
Of course.
Do you have any first-hand information?
Do I have any first-hand information? I want you to go and listen. I want you to go and get the list of traditional rulers in Imo State. At that list of traditional rulers, you will see Muhammad, His Royal Highness Eze Muhammad Yusuf. You will see His Royal Highness Eze Musa Dimona in Imo State. Do you know how many traditional rulers in Imo State have converted to Islam? So go and Google.
Wonderful.
Go to Google right now. After speaking, you go and write down Igbos paid to convert to Islam. Go to Google and write it. Igbo men paid to convert to Islam. You see how many names will come up. So you don't know that in Ebonyi State, I'm coming. You don't know in Ebonyi State, in Abakaliki, that there is a school in Abakaliki. If you convert to Islam, they give you free education. You don't know that?
Wonderful.
That is why they don't want to do
that. That means we are in trouble, by the way. We are in big trouble.
We are not in trouble, my dear brother. We are dead already. We are drowning. Not true. Jesus trouble Christ is that you can have a way to come out of it. We are dead. Finished. Not in trouble. We are beyond trouble. That is what happens when people do buying and selling. Buying and selling is the nail on the coffin of our people. Oh, buying and selling. That is it. I'm so sorry that I don't have good news for you in that regard. I want you to go. Do you know that in Imo State right now, is it NTA Channel 8 or whatever it is? NTA Inowere, I think it's every Saturday or is it Friday or whatever. They come, you have an Igbo man. His name is now Alhaji somebody. Is it today or whatever his name is? He will come on NTA Inowere and be calling Muslims to prayer.
Hi.
It's over, my dear brother. We are finished. No wonder God is upset with us. Go and check out these things. Go to Google again and type in Islamic prayer Owere. You'll see what will happen. Inside the government house in Owere, Rocha Sokrocha built a mosque. Don't you know that?
I heard it, yeah.
Not you heard. Send somebody to go and check. I don't believe in hearing. Send somebody to go and check.
Inside the government house.
Oh, my dear Lord, of course now. It's over, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. He's in shock because this is Radio Biafra. We'll tell you the truth. Very raw. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm calling from Madrid. My name is Obi from Madrid.
Obi from Madrid. You are coming to us via a single channel. I don't know why that is the case. Do bear with me. You're coming to us by a single channel. I want to change your line so that you can speak to us so we can hear you properly. Please. Obi, can you hear me? Obi from Madrid, can you hear me?
Yes, he said what?
It's better now. You were coming on a single channel on the other line. It's now better. Please go ahead.
Okay. Yes, it's in regards to the last discussion with the last caller.
Yes.
My own contribution to this is it is better for us to, first of all, see what we can do to gather all the Biafrans scattered all over in Nigeria, mostly in the northern part of the country. You understand me? Is there any way, what are the things we can do to, instigate them to come back home? When they come back home, then forget about the issue of those who are Muslims in Igboland. We will sort it out with them there. The problem I'm having now, since the Northerners have now said that the Igbo should leave within 2 weeks, what can we do to let these Igbos hear this, what these youths have said, and start coming back in mass?
The Igbo people, they will not come back until you start killing them. That's the way they are. So we just need to wait for the dead bodies to start arriving. That's all.
That is serious.
Yeah. They won't listen to you. Igbo people trading, buying and selling in the north. You want them to leave buying and selling? No, it's not possible. They will come back as dead people. Only then will they understand.
Okay, that's my only contribution anyway. Thank you very much.
Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are calling us from this very fine morning, we continue to welcome you. That this is Radio Biafra. We are relentless in our march. Your name and where you are, the caller from Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Igbo people, they will not come back.
My goodness me. Turn your system down. Turn your system down, please.
I need to wait.
That's where we are. We don't listen. The guy on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. I can hear you. Director, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling us from?
Director, it's me, Tojiku Kurum, calling from Norway, Oslo here.
Please go ahead.
In Oslo, yeah. I come from Owerri in Olo, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, I just want to ask you, Director, can't you come to here in Oslo? I just want to...
I'll be in the Scandinavian countries. I think there's going to be a kind of a conference. From what I heard yesterday from the head of the Directorate of State, Uchenna Siebu, that there will be a conference of some sort of involving all the Caribbean, sorry, all the Scandinavian countries, not Caribbean, Scandinavian countries they will meet. That includes, I think, Norway, Denmark, Sweden. I don't know any other one there. I think those three will be meeting sometime next month. I'll be coming there.
Yeah, Director, thank you very much. This is what I want to know. I would like to see you here and ask you some questions. Because, Director, actually, God bless you and try a lot for us. And our Director, our connector here is working so hard. You know, the man is a very wonderful man. May God bless him and bless all the family of, you know, people of Biafra. Jesus, I don't have much to say.
Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes.
Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Mr. Director, good morning. My name is Joseph Chukwuemeka Afse. I'm from Orumba South Local Government Area, Anambra State, Biafra Land.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Director, first of all, I want to say something about yesterday. There was a man or a boy that asked you a question in the hall in Prague.
Yes.
I had an answer for him yesterday. I tried to call, but... the line was not going through. What I want to say to him, if he's listening this morning.
I don't want you to cut out, please. I don't want you to cut out. I beg you. Can you hear me? No. I don't want him to cut out. Can you hear me?
And in.
No. Stay where you are. We'll come back to you. Stay where you are. We are going to come back to you. Definitely, we shall come back to you. Is it better now? No, it's not better at all. Not better. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening, everybody.
Good morning from here. Yes, good morning from Prague.
Yeah.
In the Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Good afternoon from Malaysia.
Go ahead.
My name is Chibeze Darlington Ezeria. From Osina in Idatona Local Government University in Biafra Land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Please, Director, yesterday I called you, but I tried to call again. I could not be able to reach you based on what happened yesterday night about the guy that tried to fight you over something you think that you know, which you don't know. I heard what they're saying in the background, saying the guy might be drunk last day. I believe.
No, he was drunk. He was drunk. He became sober later. Yeah. He was drunk. Yes. He went outside and the cool breeze touched his head. He came back. He was normal after that.
Yeah. So the only word I have for him is that my father used to tell me that, so let him bear in mind that whatever that he did, last night, he must face the consequence. And the Director, I just came back from school right now. I did not enjoy the program when it started. But last night, you said you haven't heard from Barrister Imam Mezu for 2 days now.
I haven't heard from him, no. I haven't. Because of my movement, I have not been able to... The line that Barrister normally gets me on, and which I call him with, has been off service for a while. But I have instructed HMFO to reach him today. And to report back to me.
Please,
I need to know his
It's very, very important. It's very, very important to all dear friends. Please, you should try your best to know if everything is okay with our barrister. Please, we don't want anybody to left aside in terms of this struggle. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Of course, it's impossible. Yeah. We carry as many as possible into battle. That is the way we work. We don't leave any stone unturned. None whatsoever. We continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller also on the caller on the line. Can you hear me on the phone?
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
My name is Mrs. Joy Onwasanya. I'm from Oba in Anambra State, and I'm calling from Togo.
From Togo. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Please go ahead.
Yes, I can hear you. My reason of calling this morning is to encourage my fellow Biafrans.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead.
My reason for calling this morning is to encourage my fellow Biafrans. Is to encourage them, to make them know who they are, to realize and know who they are, to know that they are children of destiny. Children of destiny don't run away from fear. They are not easily intimidated. We should not be easily intimidated wherever we are. We Biafrans in the north, we should hearken to this voice that is calling on us, beckoning on us to think twice and realize who we are. We are formidable. Wherever you are, you Biafrans in the northern Nigeria, you should not wait until your life is wasted and the enemy make a nonsense out of your destiny before you know that this is a wake-up call. Let us begin to give in everything we have to make this Biafra movement what our coordinator has been advocating for us to rise and do something. We should stop sleeping. We should rise. Especially you Biafrans here in Togo. I've not been hearing your voice. I don't know if the Biafran men in Togo here are formidable at all, like other Biafrans in other parts of the world. Please, director, I want to appreciate you this morning. You've been doing so great. You are a wonderful man. You are one in a million. I believe that children of destiny, they are not easily intimidated. I believe in confronting the enemy, not running away from the devil. If we run away from him, he will intimidate us and we will not see the possible open doors that God is opening for us through this Biafra movement. Please, director, I just want to encourage you to keep up and to call my fellow Biafrans wherever they are to arise. To arise and do something. Arise, Biafra men in Togo, arise and stop keeping silent. Stop, come out from your hideout and join the formidable men out there to do what others are doing. Director.
Thank you, my dear sister.
The Lord will keep you for us.
You say, and you too, and keep you too. You have spoken very well. As I expect every Biafran woman to speak.
God will keep you for us, director. But we will not allow anything to happen to you. I believe that same voice that the well-trained army of Israel had when Goliath was rising and was making all a hell of noise, they all ran into their hiding, is the same voice somebody had.
That is correct.
It's the same voice one man single-handedly, a boy, had. While others were hearing the voice of Goliath, he had only a voice and was asking what will be given to this man if he will bring down this uncircumcised Philistine. And that is what our director is advocating for we Biafrans, to rise and see the doors of opportunities, the open doors God has thrown wide before us. Stop sleeping. Your naira, your kobo, you are making out from whatever, wherever country you are, cannot save you when the time comes.
That is true. My dear sister, you are very, very strong. Even with only you in Togo.
I just want to say I love you, director. God will keep you for us.
Thank you.
God will keep you for us. Nothing will harm you.
Nothing.
And we are expecting to receive you here in Togo. Director, please.
I will come.
In your big program, please put us. Just find a way to put us in your program.
I will come to Togo. I will come there. I can assure you. What we need to do is to make sure, because the number that you called with is a private number, it is not there, send us a text message so that we can forward it, or you contact the Directorate of State. You contact whoever the Africa, in fact, don't worry about it. We'll go through the Africa representative who is presently based in Senegal. We'll find you people in Togo. Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. When our women speak, you tell the difference. Agwa is Biafran women. Once when they are speaking, you can tell there is something unique about them. Very special. They don't faff around or have time for gossip. Did she gossip now? Have you been hearing any of our women with time to gossip? Oh, somebody told me this, and I went there, and I said this to them. Do they have time? They go straight to the point. Straight to the point. We must continue. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes, Director. Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, my dear brother. Are you returning your call caught before? Is that correct?
Yes, Director.
You were asking after Islam. Is that correct?
No, Director. No,
it's not you.
No, Director.
Go ahead, please, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Director, as I said, I am Chukwu Emeka Afosi from Olumba South Local Government Area, Anambra State. My town is Owerezukara. Director, I've called this morning with two agendas. One, I want to talk about the guy yesterday. I want to answer his question because he asked a lot of questions yesterday. I want to clarify to him the difference between the indigenous people of Biafra and Ekwenche and the OPC and Masog. My brother, if you are listening this morning...
But please, my dear brother, Ekwenche is part of indigenous people of Biafra anyway. Ekwenche is there already.
Okay, and he said they had a group in Israel before, and he was asking who is the leader and who is going to be our president.
Yes.
Yes, please, my brother, if you are listening this morning, Mr. Director has said more than 1 million times that we are the indigenous people of Biafra, and we are fighting to have our Biafra. So whenever Biafra comes, then we can sort out the rest. What is important now is how we are going to get Biafra. Radio Biafra represents the indigenous people of Biafra, not a group or organization. If you go to Biafra land in Onitsha, they have OPC, they have everything. If you go to Aba, they have Bakassi, they have whatever. They are all organizations fighting for themselves. Radio Biafra is for freedom fighters that want to liberate our people from the hand of the Mohammedan Emirate of the North. So please, don't get it wrong. And Mr. Director, I want to apologize on his behalf because I will say that yesterday he didn't know what he was doing, but I overheard you say on the air now that he later went out and came back and apologized for his actions. So in that way, he has been forgiven. And my second is, yesterday they put our attention away from what we are discussing, how to get ammunition to defend ourselves. Mr. Director, this is important. I have a suggestion for that. And this is my own personal opinion. I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a while now. As our sister from Italy said, it's like a worship to me. I worship in Radio Biafra from 7 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock in the morning, and 7 o'clock in the evening to 9 o'clock in the evening, depending on when the program is coming up.
Yes.
And well, I forgot to tell you that I'm calling from London now, but I've been here for 1 week, and due to the nature of my job, I've not been steady in London to register as one of the members, which I will do before I leave. Going back to my reason of calling this morning, I believe, Mr. Director, if we can, as the indigenous people of Biafra, you said we have more than 88 Biafrans in more than 88 countries in the whole world. Can we, or you people that is organizing us, because I believe in you and I trust you no matter what, give them the authority that every member should have a national ID card. And that national ID card goes like the way we do it here in London. Here in England, if you have national insurance, you pay tax to the government based on how you work. Can we have national ID card that everybody will pay a contribution to Biafra every month? And that goes to the villagers as well. If I, like me, I have two sisters, one brother and a mother, everybody should have this ID card. If it's 1 naira per person, Director, I know the whole of Biafra, we are more than 20 million. That means if every 20 million of Biafra is paying 1 naira every month, Director, I know it's enough of money.
It
and
is.
That goes. Hello, Mr. Director, are you listening to me?
I can hear you. The whole world is listening as well. Of course,
please,
I can hear you.
Can we have, now we are not able to have passport because it has not been recognized from the UN. Can we have a national ID card for ourselves that will be distributed to every Biafran member in every city, wherever Biafrans are, living back home? With this national ID card, Mr. Director, it does not permit any Biafran to register to vote for the Republic of Zou. No Biafran with Biafran ID card should have a voter card for the upcoming 2015 election. In this way, we can organize and assemble all the youth that are ready to fight and get Biafra for our future. Biafra is not for me. Biafra is not for you. Biafra is for our kids. Biafra is for upcoming the future of our land. I have little kids at home. I want them to have a good future. I want them to go home and say this is where they come from. No matter whatever passport they are holding today, they are recognized as a second-class citizen. And I want them to live as a first-class citizen. I have been living the life of more than second-hand citizen. I don't want my kids to live the same life, Mr. Director. So please, if possible, can we have this national ID card being introduced in every branch in the whole 88 countries that we have all the coordinators?
Yes, we can do so. And I'm sure that all the members of the Directorate of State with the responsibility to also deliberate on new ideas and ways forward, having heard what you've just said, will deliberate upon it by tomorrow. They are meeting tomorrow. It will
I
be considered
in
as
this
well.
Way, Mr. Director, whatever money we generate every month, which you said that everybody can go online and see our account. And Director, I forget one thing, please. Sorry to take your time. I know I have only 2 minutes, but if you can give me more 2 minutes to say something. A lot of people have been calling and asking about fund. Last time, a guy called and our sister, Eberechukwu Anamogu, answered him. I want to suggest one thing, Mr. Director, because the question of fund is distracting what we are doing every morning.
That is correct.
We always call in the point of when you are saying something very important to move our Biafran people forward. All your questions and it will be answered. If without that, don't call us any other day to ask about fund. In that way, we can control these people that want to distract what we are doing, Mr. Director.
That idea, I will buy immediately and it will be implemented also immediately. We will find a reasonable slot and a reasonable time to discuss everything to do with finance, to ask us. I agree with you completely. So that we'll not be discussing finance anymore. Even myself, if I have lamentation to offer, I'll be able to lament during that period and not during any other time in order for this thing not to cloud what we are doing. It will cover the minds of people so that we don't see what we are supposed to be doing. Oh, the line has gone once again. I don't know which other ideas this our dear brother has to offer, but this very one is quite is workable to designate a period to discuss all financial issues. That is very, very wonderful. Yes, that's very so that people won't be asking us questions anymore. Needless questions anymore. Let's go back to the line again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm Ifeanyi Chukwu calling from Malaysia.
Ifeanyi Chukwu from Malaysia. Please go ahead.
Yeah, from Enugu State, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I'm very, very happy with you. I want to thank you, first of all, for your actions and your dedications. It's not easy. But one thing is certain. When the Israelites were trying to move out of Egypt, they didn't require all the nationals. It took only but Moses and the backup of, from God to achieve the process. And all believe, even at the time they wanted to annihilate Moses himself, if you remember.
Yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, but one thing is this. We Biafrans have undergo so many dehumanization because the battle has been so decayed that it's very difficult for our people to follow. But I want to assure you one thing. As time goes on, like just like one other man speak before me, he was talking about exercising patience with people. And that is the truth. I have been following the issue of Biafra right from 1999, when Wazirike was championing the cause. Eventually, he fell out. Remember all those things. But, hello?
We are listening. You are listening. Your system is also talking at the background. I can hear it from here.
Okay, let me reduce the volume so that we won't communicate.
Yes, that is the problem, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, like I was saying, can you hear me now?
Lada, we've been hearing you all this while. We've been hearing you all the way through. Go ahead.
Hello?
We can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness me. Maybe you cannot hear us. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if there's any slight loss or intermittency in our transmission this morning, but we are here. The enemies will keep trying. We have a caller on the line. Is that correct on the phone? Do we have a caller on the phone? No, we don't. This is Radio Biafra. We have not finished our broadcast. Sometimes we have an outage from this very end. There is a slight disruption in our flow, in our signal going out. You shouldn't despair as a result of it. Somebody asked a question before. Please don't touch your dial. Don't change anything. We'll come back. It's just a small, tiny outage. When did it start? It held out for about a minute or so. About 1 minute. But we are back on track. We are back on the line. Let's see if our brother has rejoined us again. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Please stay where you are because you're on Skype. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, please. Good morning. Your name and where you are?
My name is Samuel Ononiwu. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, I am the African representative.
Thank you. Do we have a presence in Togo?
Not yet. Some people have been calling from there, but they are not serious. Some of them will call, and when you contact them, they will not come back again. You will not hear from them again.
Give us your number so that our sister that called will be able to call you. Give your number live on air so that sister will be able to call you. You will also receive calls from people representing Rocha Sokorocha. I'm sure you know what to do.
No, that's not a problem. I know how to handle them.
Go ahead. Give us your number on
my
the
number
air.
For the sister, my number is +221 77 399 7946. +221
Yes.
77 399 7946. That's my number. She can contact me at any time, any day. I will direct her on what to do. Director, another thing I want to contribute to is you have to be watchful of those detractors that come wherever you are broadcasting, because some of them will just deliberately come to disrupt, just ask silly questions to deviate attention from what we are discussing and what people are wanted to contribute. Then other callers will follow up, focusing on him, and thus end the day with that silly question. We deviate everything we are doing on that day. I want you to just have a way to handle them. Anybody that does something like that, you condole the person and the callers. Stop them from going towards that silly question or towards that person, and focus on what we are doing on that day. That will make the discussion on that day to be more good and beautiful than going on the wrong way on that day. That's what I want to contribute. And again, I want to enjoin all the national coordinators to be serious, because this time around is not a time of play. We are in the second phase of the struggle. Everybody must work harder, redouble your efforts, and do what you're supposed to do, and contribute towards the restoration of Biafra, because that's what we are here for, nothing more, nothing less. We are not yet done until Biafra is restored. They should get that to their head and be serious about it. Some of the countries in Africa that are not showing up, they should also come up and answer this clarion call. Some of them will call and they will not show up again.
Do you call them back when they call you?
Yes, I call them. I call them back. So I give them some information, my Skype name, and tell them to contact me. They will not come up again. That's what the problem I have here in the African country. But some of the countries that are showing up, they are working harder. I want them to do more, put more effort to what we are doing for us to restore this our country. Because without it, we are just finished. So that's my contribution for now, Director. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. We are working hard across the board. Everywhere we are, we continue to do so. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra.
Some people complain that they have lost contact with Radio Biafra transmission on satellite back in Biafra land and also across the world. I want confirmation that those of them listening on satellite is still able to be receiving Radio Biafra, that you are still receiving Radio Biafra. Our grammar has to be correct. Very, very important. Amandianeze. This is Radio Biafra once again. Our brother called and asked a while ago about what we are saying. Is it true? We have some names for you. And I thank Robert Patrick. I don't know. This is Robert Utujame, I believe. Our brother from India, I believe. This says Robert Patrick. Thank you for sending this to me. He says here, Director, the name of the new converts from Imo State are Chief Suleiman Nwachukwu Udobundo I of Ifakala in Mbitolu, Ibrahim Uchenna Oka, Muhammad Sani Stanley Uzuigwe, Bello Kelvin Madu, Habibula Kosoro Ofelete, Jamilu Osita Agocha, Haruna Chichebem Wabirika, Abdul Aziz Pascal Imrebulam, Suleiman Ifanyi Ozoma, Adam Ndukanweko, Dawuda Nnemeka Ozoma, Aliyu Prince Onyekwume, and Musa Anayo Adugba. Among names, yes, others are Abdul Malik Bongo. He's from Cross River. He's a Biafran from Cross River. His name is Abdul Malik. Hassan Babalola Shegun, this one is a new convert in Ondo. Nasser Peter Ndubisi from Anambra, and Bashir Prince Udula from Akwa Ibom. And people are wondering what is happening. They are converting you. They are now coming to you by force. Forcible conversion. If you don't like it, you'll be killed off. As simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to the line. I don't know if a former can hear me. Chukwu Udofama is with us all the way live from Australia, from Canberra in Australia. A former, this is Radio Biafra. Please go ahead. Can you hear me, a former? Can you hear me? I don't believe this. Something is wrong with these lines. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, please. Turn the system down, if you may. Turn it down.
Okay, Director. It's down now, Director.
Go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Director. I just want to make a suggestion, if you permit me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, my name is Knedrich Ku Onyedikam. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland. I come from Umujoka in Olu local government, Biafra land. Director, yesterday I was so saddened about the proceeding. But when I think of it, I come up with this suggestion, maybe it might work for future going forward. Director, I want to say that whenever we have a town hall meeting, it's not that we're going to stop people from asking questions, but there are certain questions that have to be designated to some of our leaders in the group, like a question like some of the questions that the man was asking yesterday can be directed to our brother who is Omiomio, and some can be directed offline to barrister or Uchemefo. So they know when you come to the town hall meeting, the number for such question before you proceed, you say if anybody have a question here relating to who is our leader, this is the number to call. If anybody here have a question relating to our finances, this is the number to call. If anybody here want to know how many countries we are, this is the number to call. So before you go into presentation of the day, you hand out those numbers to the people sitting before you there and to the whole world, the audience, the whole world, so that anyone that want to make a call to Radio Biafra to ask such question, if that person say that I want to ask about that particular question that have already been given out to some numbers that you will call and get the answer, if that person call and make such ask something like that, you don't go on answering that person. You now refer that person to call this particular number so that we cannot have this distraction in an important day like yesterday, that we're supposed to ginger the heart of men and women around the world to key in into what is going on there in the zoo. That somebody come out and, destroy or try to destroy what we are doing. So that's my suggestion. There will be numbers that will be people that will be given the duty to answer those questions. So before proceeding, you give out that number on air. And in fact, in every day, if you take it to be a good idea, in every day, those people that will ask us questions about our finances, this is the number to call. Those people that, so in any other thing, let us keep it in the news of the day, and how to ginger our people's hearts and people to know exactly what we are doing. This is what I want to say, Director. I don't know how good or how that should be done. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's a very good suggestion again, and something we are going to take forward with us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Do we have a caller on the phone? No, we don't. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you're joining us from this very morning, we are welcoming you. We continue to welcome you. The time here now is, I would say, roughly about 12 minutes to 10 a.m. in the morning, 12 minutes to 9 a.m. in the morning in Biafra land. We are coming to you live and direct from Prague, the capital city of the Czech Republic. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line once again. Ofoma, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear, Director.
Please go ahead. The world is waiting. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, Director, I want to say good morning and good evening here in Australia. Director, I want to thank Chukwu Abiyama for the blessing, because he is a blessing to us, but most of us doesn't realize it until he's gone. You are the John the Baptist of our time, because the reason of that is you are preparing for the way for the Chukwu Abiyama to come and rule us. You are just preparing the way. It's the same thing of the Bible during the day of John the Baptist, walking in desert without food, walking in barefoot. The difference today is you fly by airplane, but it's all the same. You go a few days without food, or a couple of hours without food. It's the same thing. You are preparing the way for the coming of Biafra and for the coming of Chukwu Abiyama. May God, may Chukwu Abiyama bless you.
And you too. You say?
Yeah. Director, I want to apologize yesterday. I didn't even heard what the guy said from Czech. But obviously, my name was mentioned. I want to apologize for that, because it's an embarrassing. The main thing I want to touch today is our people in the north. Once again, the Arewa youth has called upon our people to go home. You know, our people, we have this disease. It's a very terrible disease, but Director, you're doing a good job. Disease is about, everything is about money. This is the last warning. Our people should leave. Go back to the east. Chukwu Abiyama say, I am the one that send you up there. Anywhere you are, you will prosper. Go down where you come from. You will be prosper there. In the north, we are going to kill you. It's a question of what day? Is it today or tomorrow? For sure, you will die. Maybe your son will become an orphan. Your wife will become a widow. Then guess what? They will all go back to Biafra land. That shop will burn down. Them that will become poverty, we kill them more. What does it take to pack your belongings, your shop, your spare parts? Pack it in a lorry, send it down to your village. Look for another shop and start it. Your business all over again. It doesn't hurt. Let our people wake up. Oh, sisi nolona yebuya wekulu. We human beings, we are never in our tune. Our people said, ndubisi, that's life is a life. Ndo, yeah, life is a life. We don't need to trade life for money. Money is nothing. Money is here in this earth. It doesn't lose nothing in value. It remains the same. Royal to his master. It doesn't discriminate. We came to this world with nothing. We go back with nothing. The most important thing is to have a good legacy, to have a fundamental place for our children to call home. Those of us that have been living outside the country, for us to have a place we go back and be partake in the life, everyday life, and build our country to the highest level. We have the most professional people in the whole Africa. We can build our nation. We don't need to be in that zoo. We don't need to be associated with ourselves in that place. Chukwu Abiam already put a divide between us and them. It's we. Hello, director.
We are listening, so is the whole world. Go
it's
ahead.
It's your people. It's your people. It's your people that Chukwu Abiam has sent to you, give you the burden to go and relieve. It's your people that is bridging that divide. Chukwu Abiam already put a divide among us and these people. We are not the same. It's a burden Chukwu Abiam put on you. I pity, I feel sorry for you because the people you are talking to, their heart is like a stone. They don't listen. They are blind, but they can't see. I mean, they are seeing, but they are blind. They are hearing, but they are deaf. They don't see the big picture. What is happening? All they have is money. Money is rubbish. It's just a number, piece of paper, nothing. Can we seek for the betterment of ourselves? The day if all of us move out or go back to those of us in the north, move down, leave that north. Let's go back to our country. Nobody is holding us. Neither Nigeria or anybody is holding us from realizing our Biafra. Only us is holding ourselves. The day we wake up, our politicians are not holding us. They are just 0.001%. To compare millions of people. They are nothing. Please, director, continue your good work. This is the last warning to our people. If they want to die, let them continue. But I have already sworn that I will not cry for anybody that killed in the north. It's just like I open up a newspaper every morning on internet and check what happened. What has Boko Haram done? Because Boko Haram said it. Hand of Chukwu Abiam. He wants to destroy them. He's paying them back for evil they have caused upon us. He said to my children, leave that place. It's my handwork. I want to destroy these people. But we persist. We want to be among them. Then those who want to be among them, let them die. I don't give a damn. Director, thank you very much. May Chukwu Abiam continue to guide you. I don't know where you're getting all this strength. But it's only from Chukwu Abiam. And the work you are doing, the world cannot express it. Only those of us that understand what you are doing, and we are solemnly beside you. If we put one step forward, we put one step forward with you. We're always with you. We hope that the touring will continue and we yield a good result. In due time, we'll be able to actualize our dream country where every one of us will be proud to call a home. Thank you, director.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was our former. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are here to do what is right before man and before God. That's what we're doing. This work we are doing, some people think it is easy. You cannot do it. Imam Menwia can do it. How many of you can survive on 3 hours sleep or less every blessed day?
pack the equipment, go to a broadcast, come back, unpack it, do a broadcast, pack it again and go back. Do the uploading that comes with it. Run this very movement worldwide at the same time. It's not very easy. I liken it to people buying BMW. When you see it, you want to, oh, I want that new car. Oh, please, darling, can you buy me a new car? There are people who are awake at night designing that very car, building it, making sure that the braking system works, making sure that the condition works. That is the thing about black people. We don't think about the nitty-gritty, the very complex and complicated world that goes into the manufacture or the making of something. All you see is the finished product. You think it's easy. They give it to you and you ruin it. The work we are doing is to make us worthy to be called Biafrans. Worthy to be called Biafrans. We continue what we are doing because we are relentless. Absolutely relentless. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, director.
Good morning.
My name is Obi Okoye. I'm calling from Verona, Italy.
From Verona in Italy, please turn your system down. Obi, turn your system down. I can hear myself. I can hear your voice.
Okay, let me do it quickly. Please, let me do quickly.
As you do so, you stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, good morning, sir, director.
Good morning, your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, I'm Ikenna Onima from Benin Republic.
You're calling from Benin Republic. Please go ahead.
Yes. Yes, I want to thank you for your good work. God bless you, director.
And you too. Thank you.
Yes. I want to encourage you. No, don't mind those politicians that are trying to discourage you. Thank you, director.
Thank you.
I just want to encourage you for your good work. Keep doing your good work. God bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. And you too. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct?
Yes.
Your name, please, and where you're calling us from.
Director, my name is Obi Okoye. I'm calling from Verona, Italy.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
I happen to come from I come from what we call the local government area, Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Precisely. Director, good morning. Last night I didn't get through with Radio Biafra through my computer. I tried everything. I didn't know what was wrong, but this morning, thank God that I'm through again. Director, I want to say something about the contribution, about the defense fund we are contributing. And what I'm saying is that, you see, our people are crying all over the world. We are not working, we are this, we are that, we are this. But to me, that is not an excuse for us to fight for our freedom. Even if we are poor, as far as we are eating, we must contribute that money and be ready to contribute again. Let me tell you, here in Verona, we have the whole people, the indigenous people of Biafra. Almost 90% of people in our group, in the indigenous people of Biafra and Verona, here are beggars. They beg on the street. They don't have work. They contribute their money. We gave them one idea that every day you go out, you beg, if you get 5 euro, please keep 1 euro for Biafra. And this is exactly what they are doing. That's why we are cooking up. So I want our people to stop shouting, we don't have money, we don't have money, we don't have money. Because our Igbo people say, our fathers say that Igbo Bike, and as far as we have that Igbo Bike, why are we crying? Everything is hard. Because I had somebody from Spain, from Madrid or Barcelona call this morning, saying that people in Spain, they picked something from those bees, say, in order to leave. This is exactly what is happening here in Italy. I myself, who is speaking now for more than 2 months now, I don't have work. They lay me off. We have worked for more than 12 years. Because they want to take the white people, they want to take the Italian Europeans, that people get work. African black people don't get work here anymore. So this is why everybody should come out. Every Biafra, no matter where you are, you should come out Let us fight and get our freedom and go back to our place. They don't want us. Don't stop. There's no pretense. They, all they are doing is pretense. If you are living in America, they see you as a parasite. If you are living in Europe, they see you as a parasite. So I'm always spanned. I'm sick and tired of hearing our people talking, we don't have money, we don't have money. We have money because majority is power. Let us try and contribute this money and make way for another, because we continue to contribute and contribute and contribute until we get to our destination, and our final destination is independent and freedom of Biafra, where all of us will go and stay and feel at home, because I'm no longer feeling at home now. I'm no longer feeling at home here, because here I am not accepted. So, Director, this is why I called this man, to tell our people that they should stop complaining, because all of them, they send container, they send cars, they go home every year to go and do big man and come back. Even some go home and they don't reach to their village, they stay in Lagos and do big man and come back. So we stop complaining. We stop complaining. All of them go to nightclub. They go to every night. They go to nightclub. They have white girlfriends. They spend money. But when it comes to Biafra, for their freedom, they start complaining. They should stop complaining. I myself now, I am in a difficult moment as far as money is concerned. But that will not stop me to do whatever. To contribute whatever I have, with any contribution made, I will make it and make it more, because I know this is freedom for my children. I don't want my children to be here. I want my children to be home, and my children is home already. But that home now is not conducive. I want that home. I want to contribute both physical and financially to make that our home is conducive for the future of my children, so that my children will not witness what I'm witnessing here. Insult all corner. Insult from the landlord who is living in his house. Insult from the police. Insult from where you are working. And now, majority of the Biafrans, most the Igbos, the so-called Nigerians or Ghanaians living here in Italy. Everybody is a beggar. Begging on the street, begging on the supermarket, going around all the dustbin, picking things in order to sell and eat. So why? That whenever you say that black man have problem, I completely believe that we have to know what is our problem and solve it. People are putting them there when you are telling them, come and stand and fight for your right. Because all this country we are living in enjoying, some people fought for it. Some people fought for it. No, Director, I'm sick and tired of hearing our people that we don't contribute money. Our monthly bills, we don't contribute it. Our defense fund, we don't contribute it. Our people are making money. 3 months is being given for us to contribute that money. And let every nation, we have indigenous people of Biafra State, make sure that they meet this deadline. This is what I want to say. And thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too, my dear brother. We have also our very amiable, our very competent coordinator in Malaysia. He will then introduce himself and then address Biafrans worldwide. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype, please. Go ahead.
Hello, Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Good afternoon from Malaysia. This is Obi Lantoni calling.
Good morning from Prague in the Czech Republic. Go ahead.
And also I extend my greeting to other Biafrans scattered all over the world. On behalf of the indigenous people of Biafra here in Malaysia, I want to say big thank you for the work you are doing for us and the other things you are doing, which eyes may not see, but God in heaven knows. Director, I just called regarding one of the caller who called from London. There is a suggestion he made. Some time ago, I think last month, there is an idea came from Malaysia here regarding how to raise this money. And if we did it in this way, we make some calculation that if 100,000 Biafrans will register all over the world with $200, I think we'll be raising about $20 million beyond our target. And we put it in this way that it could come. We want to a kind of create a website. Then all the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world will just register through that website, and you will see them, you see their names and their picture, whatever. Then any payment they paid or whatever will be seen there. And when Biafra comes, you will see it there. Not that I am here or I did or I do that, but while your name, while you didn't do anything. Like, for example, we suggested it on air, but I think the director of state, maybe they didn't take it or whatever, I don't know. But I'm still trying to link it with what my brother from London just suggested of ID card. We may not call it ID card, but let it be a registration that all indigenous people of Biafra must register. And I want to assure you, Director, that we indigenous people of Biafra here in Malaysia can handle that project. Because already we are creating a website. This is how we want to run, how we want to raise our money from Malaysia here. Not that somebody will pick up phone and call that he's a Biafran from Malaysia. This, that. We will see you, will register you when you pay the $200, we'll register you, will put your name. Any payment you have made will be on that site. And when Biafra comes, we'll hand it over to the government of Biafra that these are the indigenous people of Biafra residing in Malaysia that work. Even if you leave Malaysia before Biafra comes, your name will still be there. So I want to assure you that if they approve it and the responsibility is being given to us with the support of our editorial board, and the directorate of state and everybody, we will do this job for our country. We will create this site. Everybody have to register, not on country basis, maybe asking country to pay this, pay that. Director, if you check, you discover you say something early during your broadcast that some countries are not paying. If we leave it in that way, that money will just be there. And we keep on talking and talking while the enemies are encroaching into our land. So I'm just suggesting, I just want to link it with what my brother just said. If this idea will be accepted, whether we call it ID card or registration or whatever, if it will be accepted by the board, then, and also give us the responsibility to handle the site, give us the necessary support. By the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we will do it because we want our country to come. Secondly, we promise to donate to Land Rover Jeep, Pathfinder Jeep, which we have given one. I'm sorry we couldn't do it at the ending of last month because of some certain situation here. Reading is too much and all those things. So our people are hiding, but God is still with us. But by the grace of God, we will give it towards the ending of this month. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very much. We have a caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, dear director. Good morning to everybody. Good afternoon. Good evening for all the Biafran all over the world. So, thank you, dear director, for what you have been doing for us. Thank you a lot. I really appreciate. And I just want to tell you that last night I felt so, so bad about what goes on. So,
you've not given us your name. Please, my dear sister,
sorry,
your name,
sorry,
please.
Sorry. Yeah, my name is Oninye Chukwu. I'm calling from Geneva. I come from Ihiala in Anambra of Biafra land.
You sound like a French woman. Even your English, you sound French. Is that everything okay? Is everything okay at all? You sound more French than even Biafran, more French than Igbo. Is everything okay?
No, I'm so sorry. I'm French. Well, yeah. But then, I'm from Biafra because.
Were you born Biafra in France? Were you born in France?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, but at least you remembered where you come from, which is good. You remember where you come from.
Yeah, I do.
Fantastic.
I remember where I come from. The place I belong, my heart is from Biafra land. So, what I'm trying to say that thank you a lot for what you have been doing for us. I mean, it's not easy at all to leave your own family and traveling all over the world to just make sure that we Biafra people could make Biafra. So thank you a lot. And I really apologize for all the fool yesterday who, in short, I don't know what to say, but thank you.
Thank you. And God bless you. But please, bye before bye. You go, I want you to repeat what you have just said in French, so that those of them who are speaking French, also born as French, but who are Biafrans, can understand. Our broadcast is in English all the time. I want you to also use French to address the people, to ask them to support what we are doing, to ask people to listen to Radio Biafra, and to join the family of Biafrans all over the world. Go ahead.
Okay. Bonjour, mes frères et sœurs. Bonjour à tout le monde de Biafra. Donc voilà, moi je suis Jennifer. Même si je suis née en France, je vous invite tous, autant que vous êtes, peu importe où vous êtes, peu importe de quel pays vous venez, peu importe de quelle origine vous êtes, si vous êtes d'accord avec tout ce qui se passe, venez nous rejoindre. Nous avons besoin de vous. On a besoin vraiment de vous. L'heure est cruciale. L'heure est vraiment cruciale. Nous voulons vraiment avoir Biafra. Nous voulons vraiment, parce que ce n'est pas du tout facile pour nous, vivant en Europe, vivant dans le monde entier. Il faut se rappeler ce qui se passe vraiment au Nigeria. C'est pas juste pour tous nos frères et sœurs. Donc je vous invite tous, autant que vous êtes, à venir nous supporter, à venir nous donner autant d'aide que vous pouvez. Je vous en conjure. Merci beaucoup et que Dieu vous bénisse.
I'm finished. Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. I did not hear what you said, but my goodness me. And I'm sure that those that heard it can make sense of it. Thank you very much and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We are here. We have overrun our time, but our people are calling us. What can we do? If the barrister was here, he would ask me to continue. He would ask me to go and take these calls. And that is exactly what I am going to do. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, Doretto?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone.
Okay, my name is Patrick Ikechukwu, and I'm from the local government area of Imo State, Biafra Land.
Thank you.
I'm calling you from United Arab Emirates. I am the coordinator of United Biafra People, Indigenous People of Biafra here in UAE.
Are you in Dubai?
Yes, I'm in Dubai.
So you people are preparing to meet me in the next few days, is that correct?
Director, there is some things I want to clarify you. First of all, I have three things to say. First of all, number one thing I want to say is this. You are mistaking UAE. United Arab Emirates, which Dubai is under United Arab Emirates. Dubai is just as an estate. And we are mistaking UAE to be of Qatar. Somebody called 2 days ago on air, which the person is not even our member here.
Okay.
And you make it clear that you will be in UAE in 3 days, in Dubai in 3 days' time. After you finish and you mentioned that you have a very good friend, you mentioned the name of the coordinator of UAE, and the person you mentioned is a coordinator of Qatar, which is Nathaniel Ludensky.
You know, you have to forgive me. All these things, UAE, Arab Emirates, Qatar, Dubai, Amazumunkewunke, I don't know which is which. They're all Arab to me.
No, Dubai is under United Arab Emirates, while Qatar is a country of its own.
Okay. So Qatar is separate, completely separate from the UAE. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, Qatar is a country of its own.
My goodness me.
Which Nathaniel Ludensky is the coordinator. I do speak with him always.
Okay. No problem. Now Dubai, it's clarified. It's okay.
Under United Arab Emirates.
Who is the coordinator for Dubai? That's what I want to know.
That is me.
Uh-huh.
The person came to live broadcast at Enugu with my wife.
Okay, my dear. Oh, my dear brother. You are the person that bought me a wristwatch. Is that correct?
Of course.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We are going to speak off air. Everything concerning my trip to that very place, we'll discuss it off air, not live on air, because of what we are going to do when I get there.
Yeah, if you want to come here, you are very, very highly welcome, and we will appreciate it. We will be ready for you.
We'll be there. Organize. We will speak off air. As I said, we are going to speak off air. You will call me in the next 20 minutes, or the I'm sure the Directorate of State, through the Coordinator of Coordinators and the Middle East representative, will make contact with you. Okay, that's good then.
I'll be talking with Omiyomio. I will speak with him after the broadcast as well.
You speak with him, and whatever conclusions that you come to with him, our head of the Directorate of State, you will also forward to my secretary, who is Ebere Obioma. Ebere, you know him very well. Ebere is my diary secretary. You forward it to him, and then he'll be able to let me know what my itinerary is like. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for coming forward. You're very brave.
Yeah, I still have things to say.
Go ahead. But not on my travel, though. Not on my trip, yes?
Yeah, I want to announce that the indigenous people of Biafra is having their general meeting today by 4 p.m. at the venue is Star Pharmacy Building near Simba Hotel behind KFC Fij Moral in Dubai.
Okay.
Today by 4 p.m. And I want everybody, if you call yourself a Biafran, I want everybody to be there because we have important something to discuss. Very, very important. Very, very important because our place is being run down by Hausa Fulani men. We have very important thing to discuss today. Everybody must be there by 4 p.m. And one thing again I want to say, please, Director, the person that called 2 days ago said he called from Dubai. He is not even our member. And many people are calling Radio Biafra that they are not even members from their respective countries. They are there to distract what we are doing and what we are planning to do because many, many things is happening now. If you can remember, last 2 weeks, I called you and I brought some suggestion that if every indigenous people of Biafra will call every of their family members living in the north, because I met some Hausa boys here. I know what they are talking that day. That's why I made that call, that we have work to do all over the world. Every indigenous people of Biafra, if you have anybody in the north, call that person to come home. Now, what I heard have come to pass. The youths are even asking the Biafrans to leave their land.
Yes.
I thank God for that. I thank God for that. That is happening this way. Please, Director, let's have this idea. If anybody calls to give us idea on what to do or to suggest to us, the editorial board of Radio Biafra or the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, if anybody wants to bring any suggestion to us, first of all, that person must be a member. You cannot be outside and give us direction what to do from the inside while you are not inside. First of all, you have to be inside first before you can give us ideas or give us advice on what we are going to do. If you are not inside in our family, you can't come from outside or somewhere trying to impose or trying to give us advice while you are an outsider. Anybody, I'm just talking to everybody, every individual, every people, different people all over the world. If you want to make any contribution to Radio Biafra, first of all, you have to be a member wherever you are before you can talk anything regarding this struggle. Thank you very much, Director. May God keep you. This is what I have to say for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've done very, very well. We have come to the end of our morning proceedings because if we continue to take the course, of course, you know, we'll be here till next year. That is a fact. Because people listen to Radio Biafra all over the world. If it's not your morning, it's your afternoon or your evening. So even if somebody goes to sleep, other people will take over and keep calling. We cannot be here throughout the whole day. We have other things to do. And those things has to do with the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. In truth and honesty. Most of you think we are billionaires running around with huge swathes of money. Is very clear. If you ask the financial controller, he will tell you that there is actually nothing apart from Germany, United Kingdom, United States of America, Sweden. Which other place is that? Sweden. Any other country? The answer is no. That's it. 4. none of them actually contributed over £1,000. One is 450, the other one is 700, the other one is 1,002, I think it's from Germany, and USA 1,000. That's it. They should come on air and tell me if I'm lying or misleading anyone. So all that impression that you have that somehow we are swimming in oceans is rubbish. Bunkum, nonsense. How much you watch out. People don't understand. But Chukwuemeka said something to me. Anything you want to do will be done. Just keep moving, keep doing what you're doing. The editorial board of Radio Biafra must keep doing what they're doing. The Directorate of State, any plans you have, keep going straight ahead to do it. At the final hour, what you will do it with will appear from nowhere. You don't know who I met yesterday on the train. Chukwu Abiyama is marvelous. I was in a first class cabin of train from Vienna to Prague, from Austria to Czech Republic. Can you believe that the cabin I was in? Chukwu Abiyama is I don't know. If I ask you to be without fear when you're doing Biafra, please. Don't be afraid. I'm telling you, from what happened yesterday, when they started asking me questions, if you see them the way they were, you will not know that by the time we finished the journey, they were apologetic. They were apologizing for the role that Britain played. One of them offered to help. One of them, the place I'm going to next week, one of them is, can you believe it, that the man is actually in that city, working in that city. And the man said, any connection you need, anything. Oh, dear God. I don't know. That is why I have no fear. I do what I'm doing. Despite the fact that some of you don't contribute one dime, we keep doing what we are doing. We keep doing it. We are telling you because we don't want to go and start stealing or doing other things because we don't want the glory of God to depart from us. We don't want it to happen. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you, even those we cannot pick their calls. Please, we do apologize. Evening is another time. We'll be live on air. And please, to remind everybody, our brother that came to our meeting yesterday, he has repented. He's going out today to go and evangelize, to campaign for the hall to be even over, to be filled up and overflowing this evening. He's a Biafran. He said he wanted to know because of what has happened before. He wanted to know. Eventually, we sat down, not sat down, we were standing up as I was leaving to discuss and have a debate, and everybody was fine after that. Because after all, we know where we come from. We'll have debate, very robust debate. It doesn't mean we hate anybody. We cannot hate anybody. And I must correct an impression. Anybody running about thinking that Ekwenche is not part of what we're doing, the person is deluded. The person is mad. Ekwenche started supporting Radio Biafra since 2009, for some of you who don't know. Since 2009. When nobody came to our rescue. When nobody came. Ekwenche was there. So before you say anything, please go and research your facts very, very well. And they will continue to remain with us. There are other people working with us we don't want to tell you. If we tell you now, Dr. Sokoracha will tell his group of Biafrans. You know, everybody has a group of Biafrans. So Hanese have their own. Even APC, Boko Haram have their own Biafran group. We don't want to let them know. From now onwards, the enemy would not know what we're doing. We take them by surprise when the time comes. One thing is certain, we are not retreating and no surrender. None whatsoever. We march on full steam ahead to go and confront the enemy wherever we find him. We told you they're driving you away from the north. They will kill you there. In your next life, when you die before, on the judgment, before Chukwu Abiyama decides you go to hell, they will say to you, but you were listening to Radio Biafra, what did you do? You say, oh, no, I went to go open my shade. My container came in late. I wasn't listening. It was on my phone. I couldn't download the app or play it. Or maybe I don't even know how to operate an app. And I was ashamed to ask my children to teach me before they consign you to hell to go and dine with Lucifer. If you want to go to heaven, the only way is to go through Biafra. No other way, because we are doing the work of God. Chukwu Abiyama is with us every step of the way. Everything that we do, everything that we touch, every undertaking we involve ourselves in comes to a fruitful conclusion. Things may appear hard. But rather than make me feel weakened or saddened or deflated, it energizes me the more. The greater the problem, the greater the glory. Simple as that. This is Radio Biafra. We thank each and every one of you. We thank you for having joined us today. And we ask you to continue to spread the very good word. Don't despair. If you come across your own kind in a despondent mood, please try and lift them up. After all, we're a family. Don't we hold family meetings? That's what we do. Encourage them. Those of them that come today confused, tomorrow they will be far more serious than you are. Please, you must understand this. Just don't be your brother's keeper. As they say in Abga, they went back and they stabbed Chekwa Sokoli in the back. Don't believe in one lady number, which they were doing in People's Club. And they will go to Abuja, collect money and sell each other. You will stay there with your own kind and help them. Remember, the Biafran family also includes Ibibio, it includes Efik, it includes all the people that are present day occupying the lands in River State, as they call it, by which you mean the Ogoni people. As you well know, my own aunt is married into Eleme, as I told somebody the other day. I used to go there, that part, I used to go to Eleme itself to go and play when I was a child. Not a child, at least I was about, say, 15, 16 then. I used to go to Eleme to go and play with the people there. I used to stay there. I used to sleep there. I used to eat their food and drink their water. They are part of us. My aunt was married there. I have cousins from there. And I'm sure that they are also listening, wherever you are in the world. We reconvene again, 7 p.m. Biafra Land Time, 8 p.m. here in Prague, in the Czech Republic. Our love for our people is limitless. The love we have for you is boundless. It's boundless. That is why we talk to you the way we do. Sometimes when you injure yourself, your mother will put iodine. After hydrogen peroxide, they put iodine. Iodine is painful. We know that. But we know it is for you to heal. When we speak the way we do, it is because we want you to come to your senses that we may be free. We love each and everybody. Apart from those supporting Rocha Sokorocha, we wish them death. This is Radio Biafra. We meet again this evening, but this Biafra we're talking about today is our religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra, is where we must worship Chukwu Abiama forever and ever. Because only He is God. As He commanded us in Exodus chapter 20, His own words spoken into a tablet of stone, "You will have no other God but me. None, for I am a jealous God. No other person shares my glory apart from me." That's what we believe in. And that is why we're going to get Biafra. Because in the new Biafra, we shall worship Chukwu Abiama alone. Nobody else. Nothing else. Only Chukwu Abiama. He will guide, protect, nurture, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good morning from Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic.